the Vintage Sidemen that meets here most Saturday mornings at the conclusion of the Midwest Classic Radio Net. Now that's the AM net at 3885 KC's. Now we operate at 3842 KC, plus or minus QRM, and the net starts here at 845, sometimes a little early. This net is the meeting place for those hams that like old sideband junk. Many of the rigs that show up here are considered cranky and obsolete, just like their operators. These radios are often shunned by the general ham populace. Now, our audio may be distorted, our signals may drift, hum and noise may cause havoc with our receivers. Smoke and flames can occur at any time while using these radios. Well, this is normal, and it's welcome here. We're definitely not ashamed. The Vintage Sideman Net welcomes your tube type or hybrid radio of any age to check in. Other newer solid-state radios must have been made in 1979 or earlier, or have a rotary band switch, thus having achieved vintage status, and then they're okay to check in. However, if you try to sneak in with a modern radio, you will suffer the wrath of the net members, I hope. It's been getting kind of weak booze lately, and it can and it may get ugly. So take a minute to tune up those transmitter or transceiver. Get on frequency the best you can. Burn the dust off those precious, precious sweep tubes. Tune them up and we'll be back for additional check-ins who are lingering or lurking out there, and do some housekeeping. And this is N9RK. Tune them up, boys and girls. I guess so. All right. Let's do housekeeping real quick. We do have a website, and it's vintagesfb.net. Lots of pictures of old sideband junk and a few of their operators. We've got a spot over there on the right-hand side for wants or needs. And it needs to be vintage-inspired. It can't be other needs that you have. We do have up at the top a header, and on that header, there's spots for where you can go back and look at previous nets where the net was being recorded. Unfortunately, the net is infrequently recorded these days, and whenever we do get an opportunity, we will get it posted. So, again, it's swan month, so get those swans on the air. Get those bevies of swans running. Is there anyone else who wants to be on the list for the Vintage Sideband Net? If so, please use phonetics and spread them out. This is N9RK. Come now.
W-A Tango, Oscar Whitney, W-A-T-O-W.
Gary, did you catch that last guy?
November 8, Zulu Bravo Alpha.
NHCBA, you're on the list along with WATOW. Anybody else?
November 9, Zulu Tango Uniform.
I got November 9, and then I got Tango Uniform. What was the rest of it? All right, N9KTU, right now you are the tail gunner Charlie. So let's see if there's anybody else. All right, let's go ahead and go to the 8s. Let's catch some of these folks that are out in the Eastern time zone and or while west of the Mississippi River and try to catch them before the band changes some more. Let's do N8EFE, November 8, Echo Frank Echo. Please tell us your name. please tell us where you are at and what kind of old sideman junk you're running. This is N9RK. Come now. Gotcha, NADFE. Hey, Gary, what was he running for equipment?
I didn't quite hear it. It was an RC-100. What is that? Oh, okay. SB-100 transceiver.
Okay, nice legal radio that by everybody's standards. Oh, yeah. That was like the hand of God coming down at 40 over saying, yeah. All right, NADFE, thank you for checking in. NA8I, NA8I, you're next on the Vintage Sideman. That same rules apply. Tell us who you are, where you are, and what kind of old sideman junk you're running. This is N9RK. Thank you. He was right at my noise level. And N8AI, got to throw another log on your amplifier, but I think it's really coming down to that. We're getting into more summertime conditions, and it's going to be a little harder for the 8s to get in here. So let's move on, and I thank you for checking in. KB0, Romeo Sierra Tom. RST, KB0, RST, your nickel on the Vintage Sideband, come now.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Kilo Bravo Zero Romeo Sierra Tango. Name here is Scott, Sierra Charlie Oscar Tango Tango. We are located just south of Dunkerton, Iowa, a little northeast of Waterloo, Iowa. We are running a Yaesu FT-101 Bravo, and we are driving a Henry 3K amplifier. And our antenna is a off-center fed dipole of about 35 feet to the feed point. And it's kind of a cruddy day here today, and that's about it. Turn it back to you, Rick, in Net Control, November 9, Romeo Kilo. Have a good day, gentlemen.
Well, thank you for running your 101 and your Henry Amp. You sounded marvelous over there in Iowa. Thank you very much. Hey, here's a guy who's on net control of the Midwest Classic Radio Net, AC8FL. He has those wonderful Central Electronics. Hello, John, what do you got?
Well, very good, Rick. N9RK and everyone on the Vintage Sideband Net. This is AC8FL, John here, Fenton, Michigan, about 25 miles south of Flint. Michigan, and the band's definitely shifting around. You're starting to get covered up at times with the background noise here. I wanted to say hello to all the local friends, Ezra, EFE, SB100 sounding great with your 811 amp, and Gene, fine copy, N8I. in here this morning. And Tom, a little weak out in Iowa, the KB0RST, but you're making it out here. So this morning, Rick, I'm mixing it up a little bit. I'm running the older 200V, the Central Electronics 200V, and that's a D104 into the 200V. But this morning I've got it exciting, the Helicrafters HT33 Bravo here, the big Helicrafters linear. Watching the pattern on the MM2 scope, the Central Electronics MM2 station monitor. And receiver is the R390A with the Central Electronic sideband slicer on the side. So it looks like, if I counted right, I got 75 vacuum tubes in play here in front of me this morning. And the antenna is the usual setup, a link coupled tuner, open wire feeders, and dipole at about 40 feet at the center. And we've got some decent weather at the moment, a lot of rain overnight. Looks like we get a little pause in the action with some blue skies, and then supposed to go back to a rain here this afternoon with the temps dropping. So thanks for running the show, and back over to you. N9RK from AC8FL, Benton, Michigan.
Well, I got to say it, John. You put the V, the Victor, in vintage. You really got the good stuff. I really thank you. Thank you, John, again. WA6GYC. Hello, Rex. Tell us what you're running. This is N9RK.
Okay, Rick, very good. N9RK with the vintage sideband net. Rex, WA6GYC, Troy, Michigan, 20 miles north of downtown Detroit. On the usual TS520 transceiver, SP200 amplifier, and the inset half wave. Band has definitely dropped off there, Rick. We're still pulling you through, but the signals are definitely getting weak. This afternoon, we're going to be watching some NHRA drag racing, the Winter Nationals, going on out in Pomona. And tonight, the Formula One race coming out of Australia. So that's the plans for today, the fun stuff. Back to the Rick, N9RK, WA6GYC.
Well, thank you, Rex, and always appreciate hearing the melodious tones from Michigan. Let's move on. Whiskey Alpha 8, Juliet Mike. Hello, Jeff. Tell us what kind of old sideband junk you're running. This is N9RK.
Hello, Rick.
N9RK,
Juliet Mike calling.
Is he there?
Jeff, where are you? WDHJM, you're up.
Sorry about that. All my hands full of an old flying knee. I'm trying to clear stuff off the workbench. Good morning, all. WPHJM. Jeff here, just northeast of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I hear you were really good this morning, Rick. And I hear Gary in there, Hughes. And I heard Fredo as well. Everybody's sounding good. We're on the drakes today. I know it's not a storm, but it's technically it's still a dock. How can you not like that copper chest? It's all shiny. And so I'm running the TI-4 and the L-4B into inverted check mark. Of course, we're using the drake matching network that goes with it, but we replaced inverted check mark at just shy of 60 feet, inverted V. And, it was raining when I walked in here, and that's about all I got so far today. Elbow deep in vintage guitars this morning, getting some stuff cleaned out of the lineup here. So, back to you, Rick. Sounding good this morning. Everybody is. 73 to everyone on the net, and we'll catch up with the rest of you guys later on this evening. Whiskey Delta 8, Juliet Mike, turning it back over to net control.
All right, well, thank you, Jeff. Well, we just wondered where you went to, and indeed, Drake is a duck. And you do get that extra warm fuzzy on my end for the copper-coated chassis, so it might even be a real copper chassis. You never know. I don't have all that detail on Drake. I just know I feel the fuzzies. Let's move on. Whiskey 8, Tom Oscar Whiskey, W-A-T-O-W. You're next on the Vintage Sideband Net. Be sure to tell us your name, where you're at, and what kind of junk you're running. Come now.
Alrighty, real fine, Rick. N9RK, it's finished sideband net. WATOW, Steve outside of Lansing. And gloomy day here. The band's holding up still for me. Year 5-9 into here. Good morning, Rex. Good morning, John and Dan and all the other guys on frequency. We're outside of Lansing, Michigan, and running a Swan 500CX. Swan 500CX with the matching remote VFO, the 508. The antenna center fed up at 65 feet. And open wire feeder into the Johnson KW matchbox. So also using a Swan, Shure made, but a Swan microphone from W9LRS. So a full Swan station here. Anyway, guys, don't forget the DX60Net tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock net time, 7 o'clock a.m. for the Freenet on 3880 amplitude modulation. Anyway, Rick, thanks for everything, and hope you're doing well. N9RK from WATOW.
Yes, sir. Our Swan man today, who's got himself a whole station full of, he has a bevy of Swans. Thank you. Thank you very much, and good for the plug. N8ZBA, November 8, Zulu Bravo Alpha. Come now. You're part of the Vintage Sideman Net, whether you like it or not. Come now.
All right. Well, good morning to you, Rick. N9RK, all the operators on the Vintage Sideman Net this morning. Here is N8ZBA. Pretty much right smack dab in the middle of some of these sideband operators. Hopefully you're copying us okay, Rick. The band is changing around just a little bit. And if I would have been a little bit more prepared, I would have had the
some of those blue skies. I could use some of that, and thank you for checking in. We're going to go to the top of the list and go to Clark, K90A. Hey, Clark, are you running a Swan today? Are you, having a bevy of Swans? Come now. This is N9RK.
Yeah, N9RK,
and
the side banners in Madison, or it's call me 33 degrees and a few snowflakes flying out there. And no, unfortunately I did not get to get the Swan hooked up. I was just dealing with a wet basement and all that fun stuff after last night's storm. But I will get it on one of my Swans on probably next weekend. So this morning, I'm only using 40 vacuum tubes here. Fails in comparison to what AT8FL was running this morning. Anyway, this is my helicopter station, HP32 Bravo, with an electric 638 mic. Receiver is SX115, and your favorite antenna, the double bazooka, at 45 feet. And speaking of SX115, when are you going to get yours running there, Stella? Yeah, I guess that's about it for me. I'm glad you. So you did make it to Warky last weekend, it sounds like. I know that that Dave was hoping that you'd go with him. So I don't know. I guess you guys went together, or you just met up there, or whatever. All right. Thanks, Rick. Everyone, have a great weekend. Every April Fool's Day. Ha ha ha. NNRK K9OA.
Oh, thank you, Clark. And yes, sir, you do get the bell, of course. As long as you got that double bazooka, you get the bell. And the helicopter. And yes, you've thrown the gauntlet down. I do have the 115. It's sitting on the cedar chest in the downstairs bedroom. And, you know, it doesn't match up with my 32A. The knobs are different. How can I have a radio with different kind of knobs? The knobs got to be all the same. That means I need a different radio to make it work. I don't know. Maybe someone's going to sell me something that'll be suitable to work with that 115. Well, guess we'll find out. Thank you, Clark. K9TNN. K9TNN. Hello, Nikki. Tower things in Milwaukee. Come now. This is N9RK.
This is K7Y. Oh, it's still here.
Thank you, Timmy. Timmy? Thank you, Nick, for your green and gray machines. I appreciate that thought. All right. We had K7YOO Skip, who reminded me that he had a star, but I managed to forget about him. So let's do him right now. We'll take him out of sequence. The one, the only, the master of disaster, K7YOO. Come now.
It's really tough to follow that up, you know. You should be at the circus leading the way. Anyway, now we're running the 115 and the 100V this morning with a mild amount of amplification. And that's unusual, but amazing conditions. Good to hear Steve, COW, for over there in Michigan. And copied all the guys over in that side of the lake, which is a great thing. And I guess I'm going to have to dig up some swans, you know. I feel kind of bad. But I've weeded out so much stuff out of here. You know, it's like an archaeological dig. You know, you go through layers and layers, and you find stuff that you didn't know you had. So there may be one buried somewhere, but I don't think so. It's, we're down to mostly helicopters, you know. I need to put the SL-150 back on here, but vintage sideband, we're kind of hung up on Central Electronics with the 200B, the 100B, the 600L, all that happy stuff. And, you know, that was the pace setter back in the day. Anyway, great to hear the wonderful net. Thanks for leading it out, K7YO.
Well, thank you, Skipper, and we always appreciate whatever you're running. And, yeah, I got a soft spot for that those phase rigs. Just ask somebody that we all know that phasing sounds better. So, N1KW, Bob number one. Number one Bob today, N1KW, it's your turn on the vintage sideband net, and I am N9RK.
Good morning, Rick, and everybody else. This is Bob in Homer Glen, southwest of Chicago here. And I thought I heard people saying the band wasn't good. I think the band is fantastic. Everybody is booming except for one or two. And even Fred up there in the UP, eh? He was booming in here, unbelievable for daytime conditions like this. But everybody is loud here, like I said, with a few exceptions. Anyway, I'm on the TR-4 with a half-cent electret mic cartridge driving the Drake L4C, the L4 Crusher amplifier. And I'm using a new homebrew link couple transmatch, just another one. And this one I made the coil in three parts, the secondary or two mirror image assemblies, and the primary sits right in between them, and it allows me to take the primary out or whatever and do modifications if I need to. I just put the thing on the air the other day, and I do need to add, I'm going to add a couple more turns on the primary. But other than that, the thing seems to work fine. I ran it the other night at a little over a kilowatt key down here on 80 meters. And the only detectable temperature rise was ever so slight on the primary. But other than that, everything else ran cool. I got to do more tests on some of the higher bands. But anyway, back to you there, Rick. And by the way, yeah, I don't have any swine equipment here. A guy loaned me a swine back in 1967 or something, and man, I had a great time with that Swan 350. If I ever got one, I'd of course run it on an external DDS VFO. You never know, I might pick one up someday. Back to you there, Rick. N9RK and the gang, N1KW.
Yes, another techie Bob here right now with his half-cent microphone cartridge. Hey, isn't it an L4B blaster?
No, this one is a new model. I've done several of these, and they're designated the L4C, the Drake L4C model.
All right, I stand corrected, and I have annotated it in the chart. So thank you, Bob. Speaking of Bobs, then there is no Bob next. It is N9GH. It is Gary. The ears of the vintage sideman net. Come now.
All right, very good, Rick. Good morning to you. Good morning to the vintage sidebanders. This is N9GH, Gary, up here in Wautoma, central part of Wisconsin. And today, I'm running the ICOM 7810 and running that into the PW1 transistor amplifier. So an old transistor with no band switching on it there, Rick. Oh, wait a minute. April Fools. Anyway, I am running down the SR2000 helicopters, running that strictly stock, doing, looking very well here, 1.1 kW, I don't know, maybe the SWR is just a little bit high, so I'm getting a little bit reflective. But 1 kW out here with the stock radio and running it into the home-built link couple transmatch into the Sococo, my only 80 meter antenna up there, the dipole up at 85 feet. So there you go, and hey, you gotta hear Fred up there in the UP. I think the only thing that's exposed up on Fred's place up there in the UP is his antenna. I think everything else is beneath snow. And hello to everybody else there on the net there. Back to you, Rick, N9GH.
It's a shame, Gary. I didn't really hear him that way. I have, you know, I have a certain amount of noise just locally that I can't shake. But good for you on the April Fool's joke on the ICOM. Yes, sir. The dreaded aluminum box. K9 Frank Whiskey Tom, K9 FWT. It's your turn, whether you like it or not, on the vintage sideband, and I am N9RK. Come now.
Okay, Rick, N9RK in the vintage sideband at K9FWT. This is Ken in Cary, Illinois, northeastern Illinois, and as usual this morning running the FT101E with an unamplified D104 into an AL811 and 160-meter dipole fed with ladder line. Antenna tuner is a Palstar AT1500CV, and good signals around the Midwest this morning. A little bit lighter copy on the Michigan stations, but still able to pull them all through pretty well. And our friend out there in Iowa has got a great signal over this way as well. So thanks for running the net, and always an entertaining time on Saturday morning there, Rick. N9RK, K9FWT.
Well, thank you, Ken, and we always appreciate it, the kudos from Ken. So, thank you on his 101E. Hey, here's part of the board of directors and an alternate vintage control member. Let's do them now. WB9EGZ, put your hands together and do whatever you want. This is N9RK. Hello, Dave.
Well, good morning, Rick. Were you hugging your HT32 last night as the tornado went by?
No, I was in the bed by the bathroom, sitting next to the tub.
Okay, as long as you're somewhere safe with a mattress over the top of your head. All right, well, I'm glad everybody made it okay. All the antennas survived and everything, the storms last night. This is Dave, WB9ETZ, in McFarland, Wisconsin. And today I'm running the Sea of Green again, SB102, SB200 amp, and a whole bunch of accessories. And I hope I get a bell. Can I get a bell for a Nixie tube? So I do have the SB650 flashing the last digit back and forth here. So I'm getting the effect of the Nixie. And conditions are pretty good here today. Of course, the weather isn't, but the ham radio is just fine. So thanks, Rick. And you forgot to mention that I'm also the number one instigator. You have to add that to my my list of accolades. N9RK, WB9EGZ.
Now, it's not often I hear accolades on this group. But he does get a bell because anybody that has anything that shows Nixie tubes and it's part of your chain headed towards the antenna gets the bell. Even though he's part of the board of directors, and we're not caring about his green machines this time, but we are giving him the bell for Nixie tubes. Thank you for reminding me. Uh-oh, it is Bob Squared. He was violating on the pre-net. W9RAN, the wizard of Northwest Illinois, the boat anchor bonanza, or is it boat anchor broker? Come now.
Yeah, I will. N9RK and the vintage sideband net, W9RAN. Well, we'll figure that out, Rick. I think you gave me a good new alternative name, actually. Wow, we had, you know, tornado warnings and 64 yesterday. I think we have 34 and snow today. So that is not April Fool's. That is springtime here in the upper Midwest. So, well, Rick, this is, you know, the home of the bevy. I just didn't know what they were called until Clark gave us the name. So, what was that, 2 years ago when I started dragging all the swan gear out? And now we're doing it officially. So, started kind of in the middle. This is the Swan 400. I love the Swan 400 because it has the external VFO, but it's mandatory. You got to have one or it doesn't work. So,
a bit of a trendsetter in its own right. This is the Swan that was mounted behind the back of the platform of Barry Goldwater's Corvette Stingray, and the car and the Swan and the antenna and all was stolen like after a month. So you can see pictures of it, but I don't even know if it ever was returned. But there are photos of it, and of course he had, I think, a little miniature VFO. I have the full-size Model 420 VFO along with a 117C power supply. So you're talking three pieces of Swan gear plus the WM 1500 watt meter, and I did not cheat and go find a Swan labeled microphone. So we'll call it four pieces of Swan gear in the lineup today. Thank you, Rick. N9RK. Vintage Sidebanders All, W9RN.
Yes, sir. He definitely gets the bell with four, count of four. It's kind of like the, if you're old enough to remember the Doublemint Twins, but he's double the Doublemint Twins. Four pieces of Swan. Thank you, Bob. And keep up the good work. KQ9J, KQ9J, your turn on the Vintage Sideman, then. My call is N9RK. Come now.
All right, very good there, Rick. Thank you, N9RK. And the Vintage Sideman, then, from KQ9J, Bob here at Park Falls, Wisconsin, about 50 miles south of Lake Superior. Think I'm Bob number three today, so that's fun. Let's see here. We have 22 degrees, and hopefully all these guys quite windy out there as well. I was already outside this morning, just snow blowing and shoveling. We had a winter storm warning overnight, and I measured about 10.5 inches. 10.5 inches of snow on the level of the driveway. The 500 CX online next week, and then I'll be compliant with the spirit of the month there. So thank you, Rick, and hope everybody has a good weekend. And I'm KQ9J.
Yeah, you're Bob Cubed, right? Good morning, Bob, up north with 10.5 inches of snow on his green machine. You can keep all that stuff. I got bare ground right now, but I do have snowflakes coming down. Let's move on. KB9 Frank Baker. KB9FB. You're next on the Vintage Sideband Net. Whether you like it or not, this is N9RK. Come now.
Good morning, Rick. KB9FB. Steve at the forest. About 35 degrees out right now, and we did get some snow, but nothing to worry about. Right on the Shure 450 mic into an SP-102 FL-2100B amplifier. About 100 foot of wire connected to that with a tuner. And I did sell my Swan 500, so the only thing I've got left is the little Swan SWR-1 meter to go between the exciter and the amplifier, so minimalist on Swan today. Back to you, Rick, KB9FP.
Are you using that meter right now, and all the way out to the antenna?
The meter is in line, definitely.
Yes, sir, if you got a piece of Swan gear and it's in line heading out to that antenna, you get the bell. You're part of Swan Bus. So thank you for that, KB9FC. WB9 Dairy Queen Delight. Let's see what kind of interesting things is near Lake Michigan today, up in near Manitowoc, and all those other names. This is N9RK from Delavan.
Delavan, huh? Okay, WB9DQD in Manitowoc, 33 degrees. Temperature's been going down. We started out up around 39 degrees this morning, and is that pretty much all night long. We're utilizing the 820 this morning. I do have a Swan, a 270 Cygnus at the cottage, but it's there for the summer when we want to check into the vintage sideband nest. And that's the only two radio I have up there. Everything else is hollow state. So, let's see. What revolting developments do we have here? Not really. Rearranging equipment this morning. I got my Kenwood stack I'm organizing right now. I just put new pictures on yours, and those are now all wrong again. So we'll have to retake those probably tomorrow or something like that. Because after this, I'm going to go upstairs and see what's going on. It says it's snowing. We had some, it might be a freezing drizzle right now. It was drizzling here for a while. We had no thunderstorms last night, the night before we did. But early in the morning. But that was about it. The thunderstorms and no severe weather. We just keep that stuff all down south where it can do some real good, south of antennas and stuff like that. It is quite windy here, and we're gusting up a little bit over 30 miles an hour, and that should dry things out a bit. So, Rick, right back to you, and good to hear you as always. Keep up the good work. N9RK in the Vintage Sideband Nest, WP9DK.
All right, well, thank you, Gene from Manitowoc on the 820, and we got to go to your QRZ page one of these days and see what you're up to. I hear that you are a picture changer, so you must be making the alterations. Hey, here's my neighbor. I bet he had his, and were you downstairs huddled together down in the exercise room? K9KU, you're next, whether you like it or not, on the Vintage Sideband Net. Come now.
Okay, Rick, N9RK and a Vintage Sideband Net from K9KU, John and William Spain. Yeah, in the basement bunker. It's a nice, low basement. I'm trying to think of how long. It's an extra foot or so lower. But anyway, I was hunkered around the radios. You know, I was surrounded by the Gates and the 30K and the KWS-1, and they were all kind of, I had them all pulled around me, and I figured that if they blew away, I might as well just go. As it turned out, it was, it was just an hour in the basement, but I kind of missed the 6 meter AM night on Friday. That was no fun, but it would have been pretty noisy anyway. Anyhow, Rick, I am still running the KWM-2 and the 30L1 amplifier, and I counted, it's 21 tubes, and it's putting out about 500 watts. So that's what's going on here, and I know at least my dipole is still up. N9RK, K9KU.
Yeah, John, that was the first thing I did this morning was look at them out through the different windows to see if my loop was still up, because it was howling. Like I said earlier, it moved my fairly heavy barbecue grill with the gas tank in it. Quite a bit of distance. The wind was just howling, so yes. Thank you, John. KA9JJK, another neighbor, even closer. The only guy that gives me 60 over dB. Wow! Come on, Gil. You're nickel on the Vintage Sideband then, and my call is N9RK. Come now.
Good morning, Rick. I hope you turned it down. I know I'm blasting out now. I didn't get the Vintage gear warmed up. I'm using the new radio this morning. Antennas and everything survived the storm last night. And, yeah, there's no flurries out there. That's about all I got for the this morning. We'll check in again next week. People saying I agree, they say back to that control.
Gil, are you violating? Hey, what do we say to violators in their aluminum boxes of this early in the morning on a vintage sideband now? What do we tell them?
Get the hell out!
That's the strongest booze we've had in a while. So, Gil, get your non-violator radio going for next week. WB9VGO, I think he's Bob number 3. Cubic Bob, come now.
Okay, thank you, Rick. Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone on the vintage sideband net. And yeah, that was quite a chorus of blues. A boom that I heard there that last go around here. Rick, I'm still trying to get that picture out of my head that you painted earlier about you sitting on the toilet with the cat in the bathtub. But it's still there, so it might take a week or so not trying to get rid of that. But anyway, it was a little windy here as well. I didn't do any toilet sitting and cat hiding or anything yesterday, but definitely keeping an eye peeled for things flying in the night. But antenna's still up, the house, the roof is still on, and all is good, so can't complain. And I'm not going to get food unless you don't like drinks, because I'm running my great PR4C. And along with the RV4C remote VFO, which also has a power supply and speaker all in there, and my stock rate 7075 microphone, all running barefoot into an inverted V up about 45 feet. That's it from Downers Grove. So 73, and you have yourself a good day at 9RK. WB9VGO.
Yeah, boy, Cubic Bob today and his drinks. We get those warm fuzzies. Thank you, Bob. All right. Pete, WP2QLL, come now. You're part of the vintage of them. Whatever this is called. My call is at 9RK. Hello, Pete.
Hello there, Rick. And the company. And 9RK, WP2QLL. All right, good morning. Name is Pete, and we're in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, enjoying clouds and 36 degrees this morning. No ducks or swans or geese in the room here. In fact, I don't think I own any swans at the moment. I did have, when I was a boy, I had a Swan 250, and worked a whole lot of people on 50-meter ship there. But the rig here is a Galaxy 5 Mark II that has been augmented with, this time, the RV1 CFO and a physical encounter and a PW filter and the two fans go along with it. So it should last a while, at least I hope so. Linear is a Henry 2K Classic X. The tuner is an RF power component taxi tuner. Home to open wire line to horizontal up to about 315 feet. And I keep forgetting to mention this, but inline and monitoring the frequency is 18-5326 alpha, which is a frequency counter equipped with UTP. Picked up at one of the Keystone handsets years ago, and it's been working fine. And speaking of storms, I don't know if you guys heard, but the tornado, they think, or something, took down the roof of here in Belvedere, Illinois. And that's about the only time I've ever heard of Belvedere outside of a full handset every year. A bunch of people hospitalized, nobody killed, but they said it was a chaotic madhouse when the roof collapsed. I think I'll avoid contact for a while. N9RK, WP2QLL.
Alright, thank you, Pete, and I love the Galaxy, and there is a WRL Galaxy month coming up, so keep it going. N9WQ, the one, the only, the place where it's always sunny is North Fond du Lac, and I want him to show up right now. This is N9RK. Hello, Dave!
Yowza, what's going on out here? What do you say there, Rick? It's 33 degrees in sunny, beautiful downtown North Fond du Lac today. And I am, and I repeat, am driving a Swan 600 Twin. And I have the matching speaker, with the box unit built into the speaker. I also have the matching Swan 444 microphone. So I have a four-piece Swan set up here myself. If you want to include the built-in box unit to the speaker, you could say it was five, but you know, we won't get too technical here. I am not driving an amplifier because with a Swan 600, you don't need an amplifier. I think this pretty little girl is doing 350, hello, about 370 watts. And I haven't really critically tuned it yet, so she's got a little more left in her. It's like going down the quarter mile track, Rick, and you know about two-thirds of the way down, the guy is way back there, so you get out of it a little bit so you don't lose your grip, you know what I mean? What's the point of rubbing his nose in it? So, N9RK, this is N9WQ, do we have a question today?
Oh yeah, it's like you get the bell first for four pieces of Swan. Thank you, Dave, and yes, you do. This time, the catalog is a 1967 Lafayette catalog, which shows the new Swan model Mark I 2,000-watt linear amplifier. And I'm going to tell you right now that that Swan amplifier in 1967 was $475. However, if you wanted a pair of spare 400Zs, take it back, three 400Z tubes, how much were a pair of three 400Z tubes in 1967? I'll give you $50. What's your guess?
Rick, I'm going to have to say $227.04. Over.
And $68. $68 for a pair of three 400Zs in 1967, Dave.
Man, that's pretty cheap, actually, but you probably can't even buy those tubes now at any price. I don't think they have three 400s. Four 400s, but three 400s. Those are probably pretty thin.
All right. Well, thanks for giving us a college try there, and I hope you share some of that sunshine in North Fond du Lac. Let's go to DX, ND9B, Bob number four. Bob number four from Kokomo, come now. My call is N9RK.
Yeah, N9RK, ND9B. Fine business, Rick, and... The setup here is, well, I'm on the Heathkit HW101, or as I like to call it, the 22 toaster oven, and it doesn't even have a fan, so, it works, and got that amplified with an Ameritron AL80B. Got a Heil PR 781 microphone, dynamic microphone with a homebrew microphone processor, and receiving on my on a remote rig, just because it's too noisy here. I can't hear anybody in the neighborhood I live in. Okay. But I'm transmitting from here. The Heathkit is transmitting at this very moment. So nothing else new in Kokomo. A lot of wind and some rain, but no tornadoes. Back to you, Rick. N9RK, ND9B.
Yeah, the tornado is about less than 10 miles from here, and I don't know.
I don't think there was much damage, but it was
a night tornado, which is the worst kind. So, thank you, Bob, for your heat tip once again. KC9 Yankee India, KC9 YI. Why do you say? Because I said so. This is Z9RK. Come now.
Real good, Rick. MK9RK. This is an excitement, and this is KC9YI. Number two, I think, on the map here tonight, this morning, whatever time of the day it is. And I'm located in Monroe, Wisconsin, in the home of the only Liberty Cheese Factory in the whole country.
Legal enough, and that's all that counts. And thank you for checking in. KC9 Papa Frank Hotel. Hello, Mike. You still hanging in there? Come now. You're part of the Vintage Sideband then. Is he there?
Don't hear him.
KC9 Papa Frank Hotel. KC9 PFH, are you there? Mike?
Oh, I'm here, absolutely, Rich. Sorry about that. I was in the other room. This is KC9 PFH in Black Earth, Wisconsin, where we've got 33 degrees currently. Black Earth being the home of the shoebox shoe store. Well, that's what everybody says when I tell them I'm from Black Earth. Anyway, I'm violating yet again this morning, Rich. With my Yaesu FTDX 101 Delta, it's working well for me. I was too lazy to get the 990 hooked up, so I figured I'd check in with my very modern radio. So I'm standing by for the booze there, Rick. Rick, this is KC9 PFH.
Now, you know, you could have a nice legal radio and you wouldn't get any booze, and all you'd get is pats on the back, so... Why? No, I'm not going to ask why. He says he just was too lazy to do anything. So, what do we think about this very, very, very modern radio?
Loser. Aggravating loser.
Oh, man.
Well, it wasn't a lot of booze, Mike, but it was booze all the same. Thank you for checking in. You're still a violator. Not an official violator, but a violator all the same. WB9AZA, Jimmy, your signal's been down for 2 weeks in a row. What's going on? Come now. You're part of the Vintage Sideband Net.
Okay, WB9AZA here in Cottage Grove. And, I'm hoping to take a little better. Boy, I got a high noise level here today. Somebody has some motor that runs a brush motor. And, I think it's a guy who does woodworking work, about a block away. Hey, now, let's see.
Cottage Grove on his Tempo 1. Keep that Tempo 1 going there, Jimmy. The Tempo will show up later in the year. Hey, somebody we don't hear from all that often and still part of the masthead for the Vintage Sideman Net as a nut control. KC9VXZ, the Good Doug, please come now. You're part of the Vintage Sideman Net.
Hello there, Rick. This is Doug, Kilo Charlie 9, Victor X-Ray Zulu on the very muddy side of Lake Sinisippi. Hail this morning, Rick. Snow this morning. And nothing right now. Just about 40 degrees. So not so bad. Weather's changing. Spring is on the muddy side here. Great to hear you guys today. I've been so busy. Wish I didn't miss so many of the nets. Hello to everybody on the Vintage Sideband Net. Everybody is sounding really good. Good signals here today. And I just want to say thanks. I'm running a D104, a 101ZD, and a double bazooka. And just I want to throw something else in there. My friend KZ9FP over at Q5 just went through another radio I got. If anybody needs a radio and a power supply, I've got one I just would like to do. It works great. It's Kenwood 350 or 450F, and it comes with a power supply 350.
Well, man's giving away radios. How can you beat that? Hello, the Good Doug. Thank you very much. KC9FYL. Oh, I've been told that he has broadcast and transmitting facilities on the upper northwest side of Cold Spring. Is that true? KC9FYL, come now.
Okay, good morning, Rick. This is KC9FYL with studios and transmitters on the upper west side of Cold Spring, which looks more like a bayou right at the moment. Anyway, good morning to you and all the Vintage Sideband Networks. And, yeah, let's see. Weather, yeah, that's the big topic today. And it's April Fool's Day, and Mother Nature is doing her absolute best. The weather around here has been nothing but a joke for the last 24 hours. I mean, what can you say? Tornadoes for supper and snow for breakfast. Yeah, Wisconsin is in great shape. Anyway, I'm running the cheap box today, just the little SR-160 telegrafters. No swans. They make too big of a mess in the pool. Yeah, or I don't know if they're good eating or not, but anyway, thanks for running the net, Rick, and good morning to everybody. N9RK and the Bunch, AC9FYL.
Is it true, John, that the SR-160 was the month TV of amateur radios?
Oh, definitely. If you couldn't afford an SR-150, you could buy an SR-160 for $100 less.
There you have it. Helicrafters. And I got a bunch of them at my left elbow right now. Whiskey 9, India, Papa, Quebec, W9IPQ. You're next on the Vintage Sideband Net, and my call is N9RK. Please come down. W9IPQ, Whiskey 9, India, Papa, Quebec. Well, I don't hear them, so we're going to move to N9KTU, N9KTU. Your turn on the Vintage Sideband Net.
Alrighty, thank you there, Rick. Well, today I'm operating a PS830S, and the microphone, no doubt, Rick, it's a half-cent electric cartridge in the microphone. And amplifier I'm using here today is a Amp Supply, and we're running about 1,000 watts today. And the tuner I'm using is a link couple tuner with Woodcore technology. And of course, it's open wire out to an inverted V. I'm in the UP, and Rick, I'll be in the UP until December, so I'll be up here for a while. And today, we got our big surprise today. There's at least 12 inches of snow outside, and the drifts are 2 foot and higher. So, yeah, right after this transmission, I gear up and I'll go out and start on the driveway there. And let's see, that's, everyone's coming in real good, some real nice signals in here. Bob came in well, Gary and Jeff. Good job, guys. That's it. That's all I got,
Rick. Well, I'm sorry that you got to go out there and hit the driveway again. Another foot of snow, a 2 foot drift. Boy, oh boy. An April Fool that you could do without. So let's go ahead and let's try one more time. Let's take a look over here. Whiskey 9, India, Papa, Quebec, W9IPQ. Are you there? Are you breathing? Come now. All right, is there anyone else who wants to be on the list for the Vintage Sideband Net? Please come now. Spread them out, use phonetics. My call is N9RK.
KC9FYL, recheck.
I got a recheck for FYL, but there was somebody else over there you stepped on there, John. Who was the other person? If you didn't hear your call, come now. Gary, was there somebody else?
Yeah, there was a double going on there. The other person didn't want to speak up.
Do you have that, Gary?
Yeah, Kilo Victor Zero X-ray.
KVOX. Kilo Victor Zero X-ray. Come now.
All right,
Zero X-ray and is 101ZD, a marvelous radio, and thank you for checking in. And let's go back to KC9 Fat Yellow Lincolns, or Fast Yellow Lincolns, and see he has a recheck. Come now.
Okay, thanks, Rick. I got a question. The station with the call sign FWT is... who is that gentleman?
Frank Whiskey Tom. Or who is that Frank Whiskey Tom? That's K9FWT Ken from Cary.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Ken. I apologize. I couldn't remember his name, but... every time I hear him, it sounds like SWT. And I was going to suggest using the phonetics free whiskey tomorrow.
Well, we'll have to pose that to him for next week. All right. Anybody else? Last call. At the bar is closing. This is the vintage sideband net for the April Fool's Day. Any other takers? Come now.
Whiskey 1, Quebec Charlie.
Got him.
Whiskey 1, Quebec Charlie, it's your nickel. Come now. You're part of the vintage sideband net. You are Tail Gunner Charlie. Come again.
Thank you, Rick. This is W1QC Wayne in Oshkosh. It's 30 degrees here and was snowing before, but it stopped. And we did have a bevy of swans at this QTH, but they were of the ornithological type. Out in the lake, there was a gap out there in the lake. Now that gap is gone, and I have a 10-foot ice shelf on my shoreline here. Can't see across the lake without going upstairs, but the lake is now breaking up. So finally that's happening, and in a month I'll be able to see the other side again. So we're running a Kenwood TS-830S, as always, with the $1 CB microphone into a 80-meter inverted B at 50 feet. So that's the setup here. Nothing more to add. So 73 to everybody. Thank you very much for running the net, Rick. This is W1QC.
All right. Did we forget about you early on?
No, I don't think so.
Somebody says yes. The man with an ice shelf on the TS-830 and the $1 CB mic. All right. We love it. All right. This is the first week of Swans, and we appreciate the bell that we've given out to those folks that have made the effort. This is N9RK saying 73 to all, and to all a good day. And I'm going to go outside and see if I got any house damage.